Good enough? All right.
This one was recorded here, 1965, in this room.
And we actually did it on the five-man acoustical jam album.
Yeah.
But it's great to be here at Abbey Road. Here we go.
Tufts WMFO in Medford. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cape Overland for the second week. Just asking, can everybody hear me? Okay, so we're about to start for this week. And as I mentioned last week, I'm starting a new idea for the show, where for each session, for each show, I'm going over an artist and explaining stuff about the artist, about their albums, about the music, about how they change in time. And so for last week, we did Caravan Palace, one of my favorite electro swing bands. And for this time, we're going to do an artist that's really important to me, Fox Stevenson. He's a prominent artist who excels at electronic music production, mainly drum and bass and dubstep. So, as every time, we're just going to start a little with history. So Fox Stevenson, whose real name is Stanley Stevenson Byrne, is English and was born the 25th of January 1993. He's actually younger than I thought he was, which makes his success even more impressive. He has 10 EPs under the name Fox Stevenson and another with the name Stan Esby. He started music production in the early 2000s and now has a large amount of single releases under his name. So what's drum and bass and dubstep? A large amount of songs Fox Stevenson can be split into either drum and bass or dubstep. I think a good amount of people already have some intuition about the nuances between the two, where drum and bass often has a fast and continued with a pushing bass line and drums, with heavy emphasis on the second and fourth beats. I actually have never heard a drum and bass song that's not in 4-4, so I think it would be really interesting to actually have one that's not this type. But really, in drum and bass, that heavy emphasis on the second and fourth with really a pushing backbeat. The main difference with dubstep is that dubstep has the woomy. Dubstep hits much harder. Normies not used to electronic music may find dubstep jarring due to its lacking of the same melodic emphasis as drum and bass drop. And often a lot of people who are not used to electronic music and harder synths often will find dubstep a little bit too repetitive and a little bit too jarring. So I was hesitating what to do for this show. Should I play stuff in chronological order or try to sweep people into the hardest up, like start with the easy drum and bass and then go forward? But I actually thought it would be nicer to do it just in times with the times, because I really like Fox Stevenson and I started hearing him when I think it was 2013 with his first songs. So the first song comes from the Endless EP of 2013. When preparing this set, I could definitely notice how much the artist has improved in his mixing, but these two songs, particularly Endless and Like You, are some of my favorites and will always stay important to me. I can kind of hear some of the technical difficulties in the mixing that really get better over time, but still, these two songs are full-on bops, and here we go with Endless. Somebody let me know if the sound is better this time.
They call it new love. Well, that's the tagline anyway. It's faster, thicker, stronger than the rest around. She's got a crazy streak. I think it was made for me. But when I try to speak, I get cut down. Well, she says I'm just not ready for these problems that I cause. And I'd be better off if I was left ignored. But what can I say? I'm falling endlessly for you, for you, for you. Well, she says, I'm just not ready for these problems that I cause. And I'd be better off if I was left ignored. What can I say? I'm falling endlessly for you, for you, for you.
Right, so that was Endless, one of his first actually songs that I've heard, and I've actually, I think Sandblast is the first I've heard, but then I heard this one. Sandblast released in 2015 is going to come up later on. But basically you can really hear in this song the push of the second and fourth beats, really the use of those really electronic elements with the synths and everything. Frankly, still even in the really early days, his mixing is still very, very good, especially with the bass and stuff. But now we're going to also go into Like You, into some of the earlier songs, which I actually won't be playing that much after this. I only have two more songs of his semi-early stuff, but let's go into Like You, like now. If you look on Spinatron now, you should actually be able to see the record, which I forgot to put on for the last one, but there should be a picture, it looks nice, go look at it.
You eat, you sleep, you drag your feet, get out of bed and earn your keep, then rinse, repeat, and take your seat. Just let them think they've won. Now the road ahead is steep, and yet I feel the urge to run. So go ahead and leave. We'll be right back.
There's no picture apparently, I apologize. Thank you. Okay, and that was Like You. And for some reason, the next song played. But yeah, so the next song we're going to play is actually from the next album. And so the two songs we just heard are drum and bass with a strong emphasis with the stuff on the second and fourth beat, especially the fourth beat on the last song, Like You. But now we're going to go into the next EP, which is Turn It Up. And Fox really tries to emphasize his clean vocals while still experimenting a little bit with his drums in this new song, which is Better Now. It's worth mentioning his earlier songs are actually longer than his new songs, so if you find these a little jarring and too repetitive, it will get a little more different afterwards, so keep watching or listening.
Too much time talking to camera. I've been doing this so long, I don't remember why. I need a movement, I need a shakedown, I need a free fall. Picture or not? up, yeah. I need to pick me up, cause I've fallen. We don't have to go through these changes alone. We don't.
Some of that chiptune in here, but you can definitely see over melodic elements. We're still in drum and bass. There's a lot of melody. It's a lot of fun. Stay on. Some stuff about the end of this album. Just remember, what I'm playing right now is from the EP All This Time, which was released in 2014. And what we're going to go about right now is the next EP, which was also released in 2014, which is Throwdown. And so Better Now just ended, and I'm going to play Throwdown, but before that, there's a lyric in that song that goes, well, there's part of that song that goes, that girl, with a little black dress, dressed to impress. And I think anybody who actually knows my friend group would know who I'm referencing. This one's for Issa, who always is dressing to impress. Still drum and bass,
I would like if you could see that something different's what we need. If I said change, I'd hope you'd say yes. Because everybody knows you're just a problem that looks great in a little black dress, dressed to impress. You know we need one more throwdown with no opinions or changes of heart. You know we needed this right from the start. We'll be right back.
Okay, and that was Throwdown. I think I'm just going to start talking over the ends of the songs just so I win a little bit more time and can play more songs. So the song just ended. What we're going to play next is we're going forward in time to Tycho. And actually, this is from, I think, 2015. And so this is our last song before a PSA. But just something about this song is that I chose Tycho because there are three really similar songs that Fox Stevenson has done. And if you like instrumental songs without actual singing, but I love his singing as much, but it's just the drum and bass parts can be really fun and just with instrumental sometime. And so there's Tycho, Sweet, and Arigato. And I chose Tycho just because it's always been my favorite, but I think all three are really good songs. So if you like the song I'm about to play, you can just check out the two other ones that I mentioned, which are Sweet and Arigato. Let's go into Tycho. So pure drum and bass, no singing. Hope you like it. Heavy bass elements definitely in there. really quickly, what we're hearing in the melody right now is called glitching. Okay, and that was Taiko. So we're about halfway through the show. I'm going to take 5 minutes more at the end because somebody stole 5 minutes from me. But let's go into our lovely PSA for today. Gotta move the mic. It's complicated. Too much stuff. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. So, right, we're halfway through. I'm about to play the song, which I think is the most significant in how I, like, learned about Fox Stevenson, is the song called Sandblast. It's a bit slower than the other songs we played before. It's got a bit of a different melody. There's a lot of clean vocals in there. It's a song that means a lot. I saw it first on YouTube, and it really hit me different, and I listened to it a lot. I listen to it less now, but still, a really solid song. And I'm about to play it and put it on the Spinadrone. Here we go, Sandblast.
There's nothing that needs to be said. We can pretend we'll sandblast these walls and paint them again.
didn't think that it would be like this. So now I gotta work out what it is I missed. Now all this love is sticks and stones being thrown around homes and breaking bones. What did I do wrong this time? I finally found a fault. There's nothing that needs to be said. There'll be time for the changes we will make. If we rebuild, we can make it better. I know it's hard for you to take. I give it time, but I don't really care.
Right, and so that just was Sandblast. As I said, it's a really important song for me. It means a lot. And so what we're going to do now is basically, obviously, he released songs between 2016 and 2018. However, those songs aren't particularly my favorite, and due to time constraints, I'm actually not going to be playing any of them. But just to say it quickly, 2016 was the album which what calls No F's Given. It's not my favorite, but the track Hello? Question mark in it is really neat, and you should probably check it out if you have time. 2017, in the similar style, we have For F's Sake, which is similar. And for 2018, we have an EP release of Glugon, where Glugon is one of my favorite songs, but my roommate thought it wasn't a good song, so we're not playing it. Thank you, Ryan. The new stuff. We're going now into an actual album that... Well, the start of like the releasing with some singles where Fox Stevenson was saying, basically, I'm going to release an album soon. And a lot of people were very excited for that because he actually started working on his own live performances and doing live performances in some places around Europe. He's done in Vienna, and unfortunately, I missed him, and also in London. But he's a really talented artist and he's getting more into the acoustic stuff. But what's coming next is the song Lava, which is... a calmer type of song with still a lot of electronic music in it. We haven't touched the dubstep yet, but it's coming soon. But here is Lava. Just a lot of clean vocals, good song, a little bit calmer.
You could be Dust Bowl wondering, night sky pondering, dudes with regrets for days.
Or
pit bull wrangling, phone cord strangling, queens with the ice cream glaze. And we're conscience fumbling, grey sky rumbling, ghosts, and that's cool with me. Yeah, there are nukes overhead, blood stains in my bed, man. I just wanna play frisbee. Yeah. I keep on melting in lava.
murdering, bad plan nurturing, fool trying to find my place. Yeah, it's a big world beckoning, days of reckoning, maybe I should buy a new face. We got plot line thickening, campfire flickering, trees and schemes in the night. Yeah, it's a jet joy ride, the storm's outside, and I just wanna fly my kite. Alright. Instead of finding nirvana, oh, I just keep losing myself. Somebody call up the doctor. My brain is bad for my health.
Good quotes in this song where my brain is bad for myself, I keep melting in love, I can't help myself. It seems like Fox Stevenson has had a bit of a rough year, we all have. Oh, I might have been muted. But that just was Lava with some really good quotes in it, mainly my brain is bad for myself, I keep melting in lava, I can't help myself. Some really powerful messages being sent in that song. And so that was Kalma, and now we're going into the actual first Dubstink song I'm going to be playing. And this is 2018, the Peace of Mind song. And for this song, I think he actually joined a group of electronic music artists, which I can't remember the name of, I'll be looking it up right after I play this song. But here we go into Peace of Mind, our first dubstep song. We will tell it's dubstep because it hits hard. Interestingly, dubstep, I think, is usually has a slower BPM than drum and bass. Right, so in dubstep, the drops are much harder, usually with more synthy elements. It can be considered jarring if you're not used to electronic music, but personally I like it quite a bit. But I do like his drum and bass better. So the group we join is called Disciple. If you want some really good electronic, I think UK drum and bass songs and dubstep, you should check it out. Disciple.
Something around here that really just ain't right. I've been breaking my
myself all night. I don't need love, I need peace of mind. And I've been running around here for days. I guess I need something else to chase. I've been breaking myself all night. I don't need love, I need peace of mind.
Right, so now we're going into the songs that are actually part of the new album, Killjoy. We're about to go into OK. We're going to be playing OK, which is a bit of a slower song so that we're more ready for the upcoming bops that are coming next. Here we go with OK.
Coke bottle girls and beach club boys rule the world and make all the noise. I can't help but lose myself and lose my voice. It's all much too much. Had a little but it's not enough. Started thinking that I lost my touch. Cause you're not hearing me.
Listen.
Daddy makes his money selling guns to drug dealers.
That line always gets me. Daddy makes his money selling guns to drug dealers. So that was OK. Well, it was more than OK, actually. It was a really good song. I really like that song. Really funny lines in there, which I don't think I can repeat because they're not that appropriate. But what we're going into next is Bruises. And actually, I'm wrong. It's not from the album Killjoy. It's actually from the EP that was read before that. It's Destinations. It's really good. Let's play Bruises. It's dubstep, but I like dubstep. Oh, rip. Wrong song. Good song to play on drums too.
blood. I forgot how good this was. Oh, honey, it's a fucked up world. Can't you see the fun in that? Somebody better hold me back. My God, just do it. I'm so done thinking through it. Cause I got bruises, doing something stupid. Oh, honey, it's a fucked up world.
Part coming up. Had to reduce volume, it was.
Right, and so that was Bruises, one of my favorite songs, definitely from Fox Stevenson. I'm just gonna need to take a mini second. Right, okay, we're good. The next song wasn't going to play. But basically, what I'm gonna say just really quickly about Bruises, what we just heard, it's got an Amen shuffle in it, which is a really important drum loop, which is played in actually a lot of drum and bass songs. It was sampled originally from a very old album, and which it was just taken from, I think, just a random hip-hop album or something, or jazz playing, where it just was this little drum solo that just became so synonymous with a lot of songs, especially hip-hop and drum and bass. But whenever you hear that, you can think of an Amen shuffle. It's really prominent. A lot of drummers learn it very quickly. I think it's one of my favorite groups to play just because you can really get into it. And so what we're playing next is Dreamland. Listen to the lyrics because really they're quite intense. They speak a lot to me and I think to quite a lot of people. Just something really quickly. We're into his later songs that come from 2019 that are part of his Killjoy album, I think. But you can definitely hear how the vocals are so much cleaner than they were like at the beginning. And how I think he's especially has improved on his use of bass elements and synths and how clean his vocals have actually gotten. So here we go into Dreamland.
With extra time, I'd like to think I would have done this better. The fact that I could ever fail never crossed my mind. Somewhere out there, hear my demons screaming, I will never. I think I just crossed that line. Yeah.
I'm kinda done with hanging out in bottle service. You confuse me, yeah, you use me, but that's just as well. Hungry people trying to break me make me kinda nervous. Just goes to show that you never can tell. Does everybody live in a dreamland? Is this dreamland all that we know? Swallowing us up in an avalanche and blurring these lines with smoke. They tell me that I should be a real man, but the only thing that I know is that I'll find my way out of this wasteland. Cause this wasteland. To words and letters, pale shadows of my heroes help me rule the night. Somewhere out there, hear my people screaming, do it better. I'm just an echo of the things I like. Yeah. I'm tired of never feeling like I'll serve a purpose. Snow and mirrors, future killers, yeah, just be yourselves. Hungry people always stressing, yes, and never surface. Just goes to show that you never can tell. Does everybody live in a dreamland? Is this dreamland all that we know? Swallowing us up in an smoke. They tell me that I should be a real man, but the only thing that I know is that I'll find my way out of this wasteland. Cause this wasteland ain't home. If I don't believe in all the old gods or the new,
da-da-da-da.
The tree house, and no one cares if we go. I stumble over to a policeman. He says, son, you better get back home. And everybody's laughing at me now, from their faces covered in snow. I'm trying to be the best I can be now. They say, make it something we
right,
know.
So I got the time.
Does everybody live in a dreamland? Does this dreamland
really seem to keep the music in the background? Dreamland is still playing dreamland. It's a really good song. I'm having a phone call in, so just to start, I'm going to have to turn the mic off and then accept the call. And the person who is on call right now can't hear me yet. And so I've just accepted the call, and I'm just going to say the rules really fast. I think they can hear me. I'm just going to put them on air, but before I do that, I have to mention... try talking, you should be on air.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and reserve my spot as your number one fan, and I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday weekend, and that I hope 19 is your best year yet.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it a lot.
Have a good night.
Thank you. And I'm gonna put him on hold. Oh, he called out. Right, so then we can continue into the next spot. We only have two songs left. The really good friend I just had who called me was Ryan. He's my really good friend. And so we're going to go into Broken Man because it kind of reminds me of him, which I guess is a little mean. But let's go ahead and play it.
on the tip of my nose, my head goes, yeah, I feel it start. I got lights in my soul, shade in my heart. This ain't me, but it's close, that's my favorite part. It's all good, grab a cup and get your stupid on. Well, the times, they change and we remain the same, we always were. And if you're tired again, ignore the pain and smile through the hurt, oh no. It's all coming back again and I don't wanna